the government has focused on counties like Leitrim as areas where they could plant forestry. So after we banned fracking in 2017, people came together and started to object to forestry, because we knew that it was, we understood at that stage that it was about displacement. So we were successful for a while, but the government's reaction to that was to allow Quilcha to make a deal with Gresham House, who own 80% of the trees in Scotland. They upped the premiums to make it viable, and now we have a huge concern that we're going to see an acceleration of locally owned land moving into corporate ownership. So something we have to be very careful about in North Leitrim. If it's Leitrim people would never plan to allow the land that we own together to move into corporate ownership. Like, for example, in the constitution, there's an article that talks about competition and about competition in the common good. You know, to allow individuals to own land, but it's careful in that it says that we have to be careful about land moving into concentrated ownership. And that's what's in front of us now in Leitrim, that land could move out of local ownership into concentrated ownership. And we have to find a mechanism that can prevent that from happening. And if it's a form of attack on our rural economy.